Muslim background believers are arrested in Yemen. A ministry answers questions about post-disaster recovery, and the gospel is finding root in Armenia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Seven Christians have been arrested in Yemen, and their future is uncertain. International Christian Concerns' Darara Gubo says,
according to our source, they are Christians who converted from Islam. According to Islam, it's a crime to convert from Islam to other religion, including Christianity. These Christians face torture and other kinds of mistreatment.
According to Islamic law, these men can even be killed. Their crime, Gubo says,
the authorities allege the arrested Christians were, in their own word, promoting Christianity. One of the things they said is that they were distributing Bibles to non-Christians.
Christians living in Muslim countries are coming under increasing amounts of persecution. ICC is asking you to pray for strength and courage for these men and that they'll be released quickly. Next, there are more than a billion Muslims around the world who will never hear about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Youth with a Mission wants to change that with a 30 days Muslim prayer focus, which is going to be held September 1st through the 30th. YWAM's Paul Felitis is coordinating the 17th printing of the 30 days Muslim prayer guide in North America.
We have 30 pages that introduce some aspect of Islam to try to bring a focus and try to educate the reader about some part of the Islamic world. And then it ends up in several prayer points that are related to that day's subject.
Felitis says some of the stories of Muslims coming to Christ must be prayer-related.
We constantly hear about Muslims becoming Christians or showing interest through dreams and visions when they run into Christians and saying they want a Bible, they want to know more about it. So we trust that prayer does make a difference.
If you'd like a copy of the full-color prayer guide, click on the link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. What happens in the wake of a huge natural disaster after the relief groups pack up and go home? We spoke with Nathan McLaughlin at Farms International about the vacuum left behind. He says,
a lot of these small vendor businesses will go out of business because there's a lot of free money, there's a lot of aid and support. But one of the challenges then, and what Farms has been working on over the past many years, is as those organizations leave, businesses need to get started back up.
McLaughlin says the dollar isn't going as far as it used to, so that's having an impact on the restoration programs in the disaster zones, both in ministry and business.
The poverty is really accentuated there, and the challenge for the churches and the Christians in those areas is really extreme, but it's also a great opportunity to spread the gospel, because a lot of these groups that we work with overseas are able to get aid and help out directly.
Go to our website if you can help. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of children face a difficult future when they age out of Russian orphanages. Most will be homeless and unemployed, commit crime, or commit suicide. The Mission Society sent missionaries to help these kids, but they struggled with their darkness and apathy. Now they're focusing on orphans who have influence on their peers. When they come to Christ, other orphans listen. Pray that God will do a great work of revival in these orphanages. And a young Armenian boy came to Christ last year when a team from a local church came to his orphanage. Just the night before, our men had decided to kill himself because he thought he was useless and nobody loved him. After he read the Book of Hope, he became one of 1,200 Armenian children who committed their lives to Christ last year through the ministry of Book of Hope. For just 33 cents, you can send an evangelistic book to a child like Armin. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.